maybe they're not paying as close attention to the Common Man program anymore. They have a lot to do over at Power Trip Bets, and the Power Trip is such a special program.
Welcome to the Power Trip Morning Show.
31% eat the tip.
I can't wait to eat you.
Certainly not.
Welcome to the Bets and Quotes podcast.
Download it now. It's free.
It's for you.
Is there any chance that Power Trip Bets was the one who shot this guy?
100%.
Wow.
And it was allegedly.
He does hate the Indians.
Why is he just shooting guns?
He loves it.
Well, good for Power Trip Bets. Yes.
Maybe he hates women and he was trying to kill her.
I'm not.
Didn't realize it was a dude cross-dressing.
No.
They were bound for Minneapolis.
They were bound for the floor.
You're listening to the Bets and Quotes podcast on whatever podcast platform you're listening on.
Well, I've said it before. I'll say it again. You guys do a hell of a job. Thank you. We appreciate it very much.
Even Chuck said.
Chuck said it doesn't necessarily mean it's fact.
Good old Chuck.
Yeah, good old Chuck.
It's for you.
Yes, the fight song for White Bear Lake. Smitty, I don't know if you had a chance to watch it Thursday night, but utter devastation for Zach Halvorsen and the White Bear Lake hockey program as they lose their 20th consecutive opening round game in the state tournament at the buzzer, 2-1 to Grand Rapids. Did you get a chance to watch that?
No, I wasn't watching it. We actually had conferences this week, so I was stuck at school. But I heard the breakdown the next morning, and man, that is tough to listen to.
We were watching like a 48 Hours Mystery or something, but I had it on mute. I had it on my laptop. I was just kind of keeping an eye on it, and it was 1-0 forever. And then I saw him get the major penalty. I'm like, well, this is over. Poor Zach. And then, you know, all the drama started, which obviously everybody heard the breakdown on. And I was like, oh, my God, they're actually going to do this. This is going to be epic. And then it was epically awful. And you're the math guy, so you can check out my math. 2 to the 20th power is, it's over 1,000,000 to 1 that this could have happened. That team with roughly a 50-50 chance. For each game. I mean, obviously they're probably favoring some underdogs and others, but overall, we're just going to assume about a 50-50 chance, a literal 1,000,000 to 1 shot that you would lose 20 straight games. Unprecedented math, Smitty. You should love that.
Yeah, that's true. And when Corey was citing you on that one, I was ready to fact check you. And I know that 2 to the 10th is 1,024. So 2 to the 20th would be about 1,000 squared. So that makes sense.
Unbelievable. That's worse than the Twins postseason losing streak. It's just utter devastation. But it was not all devastation for our guy Zach this week, because of course he started the week by doing Let's Play Hockey. You've heard it, but I gotta play it again. It was fantastic.
Please welcome Zach Halvorsen. All right, Zach, may the force be with you. All right, Wild fans, it's game time. So everybody, say it with me. Let's play hockey!
That was so cool. Such a great moment for Zach. Obviously, the setup to it was great. The reveal that he was going to be doing it. Just everything about it was pretty, pretty awesome, Smitty.
Yeah, and I was listening to that one live. On Sunday night, and you know, I'm a big Star Wars guy, and the fact that it was also Star Wars night threw me off a little bit, and it sounded like it threw Zach off a little bit too.
Yeah, just a little bit. He jumped in a little bit, and he did the really hard P on Let's Play Hockey, so kind of sounded like an amateur on the mic a little bit, but that's all right. He was excited. We will give him a break. And of course, he continues to kill it with all the funny lines. I mean, he has been on absolute fire the last few weeks. It's part of the reason we added Zach Snacks to the podcast. You'll get a Zach Snack later in the episode if you're getting a little bit hungry for Zach. But yeah, he's just been killing it, Smitty. I am absolutely going to miss him next week.
Yeah, he's been on quite a tear. It's going to be tough when he's not here next week. I'm going to miss him.
Totally. So, all right. Well, big week for Zach. Some ups and downs, but we love us some Zacho. All right. Well, for our Patreon section, I opened up my DMs this week because I tweeted out I'm starting a Survivor Baseball League. So the way this is going to work is it's going to be one game a week. So it's not like every day, and it's not confusing because some teams are off and some teams are playing. It'll just be every Saturday. You'll pick one game. That'll be the winner. There's a few other rules in there to cover rainouts, and there's kind of an insurance way where you can still advance even if your team loses. A few other tweaks to it. $10 a person. If you're interested, just DM me. I'll get you the rule sheet. Should be fun. We're just trying this out on an experimental basis this year. See how it goes. But hey, for $10, it should be fun and a fun way to be a little more invested in baseball, Smitty, because I've heard that life is better with money on the line.
Absolutely. And I know when you first proposed it, I thought survival baseball, how's that going to work? But I like the idea of just once a week. You don't have to watch every night, but think about your Saturday games. And yeah, the rules looked a little bit complicated at first, but once I read them, I was like, oh, this is pretty straightforward stuff. It should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I just wanted a way to account for rainouts because that's like the one variable in baseball that you don't get in other sports. And so it looks a little lengthy, but yeah, it's pretty straightforward. It's just a way to cover essentially for rainouts. Should be a lot of fun. Hope you can join. Just DM me on Twitter. My DMs are open while I'm taking signups for this. So starts in just 3 weeks, man. Baseball season is right around the corner. Well, Smitty, people have been getting, we heard a lot last week about people are getting tired of the power trip. Seems to be, you know, there was a lot of Twitter feedback to Hockey, especially on the thread he posted with the must reaction to the Tommy story. That the show is getting stale. They're doing the same old bits over and over, and you know, it made me think, you know, about our podcast. You know, we kind of freshened things up when Dave decided to kind of take a step back and you took over. But you know, you've been the co-host now for well over a year, and we haven't really changed a lot. Do you feel we're getting a little bit stale?
Yeah, I sometimes feel that way. I know I go on Twitter sometimes and usually it's all positivity on Twitter, but every once in a while there's a negative comment and maybe things are getting a little bit stale. So I don't know, time to change things up a little bit.
I think we're going to change things up. We're not going to do the normal bets update this week. We're not going to do the normal quotes of the week. We're going to change things up. And, you know, for starters, I'm not even going to play the intros. We're just going to get right into it. I'm not going to, for the bets update, I'm not going to talk about what the power trip did this week. I'm going to give you two stories of bad beats from history. One involved me and one did not involve me. But I think these are kind of fun stories and just a little change of pace. You know, you're probably getting sick of the old bets update. So we're going to do something a little bit different this week. So first up, I've recommended multiple times on this show, the movie Owning Mahoney. It's star Philip Seymour Hoffman, and it is a brilliant depiction of a true story of a degenerate gambler who ended up going to prison for embezzling money from banks to bet on sports. Very, very fascinating story. The book, I've read the book as well. The book is even better than the movie. But the epic scene to me and the ultimate bad beat was when Mahoney bet $500,000 on the 1982 national championship basketball game between North Carolina and Georgetown. He took North Carolina minus a point and a half. The game came down. It was a back and forth game the whole way. Georgetown gets up a point with under a minute to go. And then Michael Jordan famously makes the shot. We've seen it multiple times where Jordan nails the jumper from the side, puts North Carolina up a point, and they would go on to win, of course. But a lot happened in that 17 seconds or so after Jordan hit that shot. Obviously, Mahoney needs the point and a half to cover. He's only up one. He somehow needs one more point. Georgetown's got the ball. They go down. And the point guard for Georgetown somehow mistakes James Worthy for his own teammate, hands the ball directly to James Worthy on North Carolina, and oh my God, North Carolina has the ball, and James Worthy kills a little time, gets fouled with 2 seconds left. So Mahoney's up one. He needs James Worthy to make either of these last two free throws, and he covers and wins his $500,000. First free throw, it bounces on the rim about three or four times and swirls out, misses it. So it's the last free throw, $500,000 on the line. Worthy throws it up, and it hits the front rim and bounces off, and Mahoney loses $500,000 when James Worthy misses two free throws with 2 seconds left. Smitty, that would probably make your gut wrench just a little bit.
We've all had those bad beat stories, but I can't imagine to have that amount of money on the line and that swing of emotions, thinking this, it's a lock to just utter despair.
Absolutely. And at the time they were having like a small party, like him and his girlfriend and another couple were kind of having a party, and he hasn't told anybody that what he's got on the game and everything. So it's kind of funny to watch the movie and see how that plays out. But whew, that did not involve me, but that was a fun one. The one that did involve me, and I didn't bet on this directly, but my buddy did. This was the early days of online sports betting. Our first jobs out of college, and it's 1999, and the National League Championship Series is going on, and the over under in game five between the Braves and the Mets was 7.5. The game was 2-2, bottom or end of the ninth, and still tied. So they go to extra innings. So what looked like a sure loss, only four runs scored, over under 7.5, goes to extra innings. So my friend is still alive with his bet. Game ends up going 15 innings. The Braves get a home run, or they get a run in the top of the 15th inning to make it 3-2. So my friend, he still needs a lot of help here, but the Mets tie it up in the bottom of the 15th to make it 3-3. So now we're at 6, and the bases are loaded for Robin Ventura. Robin Ventura steps to the plate, smacks a game-winning grand slam. That's right, folks. 4 runs. Final is going to be 7-3. My friend is miraculously going to hit this over when it looked all but lost. Robin Ventura rounds first base and is mobbed by all of his teammates, never reaches second base. So the official score ends 4-3 for the Mets. He does not get credit for the grand slam. It's forever known as the Robin Ventura grand slam single. And my friend loses when the over under with an over under of 7.5.
I don't remember this. I didn't have any money on this game. So, it passed by without me knowing it. And I knew that the rule was, if the player who hits the home run doesn't cross home plate, then it doesn't count. But the other two runs didn't count as well?
They did not count because it was a home run, and essentially they only credited him with a single. So essentially they acted like the other two guys were still on base. So, yeah, wow. That's a crushing one. To me, that is one of the all-time bad beats. I mean, like, because you had, like, it was one. Like, there was nothing else to do. It was over, and, yeah. Doesn't get credit for it because his idiot teammates mob him. So, I think I would be devastated if that ever happened to me. Thankfully, it was my friend. He had a rough day at work the next day. Let's just say that. So, all right. Well, there's your different Power Trip Bets update. You're going to take us in a little different direction here with the quotes, aren't you?
Yeah, so instead of the Power Trip quotes of the week, I thought since we've got the Academy Awards coming up this weekend, instead of doing Power Trip, we'll do some movie quotes. And, maybe by the time you listen to this podcast, there will already be a winner, but I think that the winner for Best Picture is probably going to be a little movie called Oppenheimer that has to do with, nuclear bombs and war ending the world, which reminded me of a great quote from an old movie. My one of my favorite directors, Stanley Kubrick, has a movie called Dr. Strangelove, or How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Bomb, which gave us this amazing quote.
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
That is brilliant. This is the war room.
Yes. And that's just a wonderful satire. And I honestly, I just recently watched Oppenheimer and I thought about that old movie, a little bit different take on war, but a great movie if you've never had a chance to check it out.
I never have. So I've heard that line before, but that I've never actually seen the whole movie. So that is a great recommendation.
Very good. Very good. Our number two quote, our number two movie quote, I wanted to choose something from one of the all-time great comedies. I think there's been mathematical studies on the greatest quote to minute ratio of a movie. And this is the one that comes in at number one. In fact, the soundbite that I've got comes right after a different quote that's one of my favorites. This is from the movie Airplane. And right before the quote that I'll play here in just a second, the flight attendant goes up to the main character and says, you know, there's a problem in the cockpit. And the guy says, in the cockpit, what is it? And she says, well, it's that little room at the front of the plane, which is just a funny line by itself. But then it leads us to this funny quote also.
Can you fly this plane and land it?
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Doctor, I've checked everyone. Mr. Stryker's the only one.
What flying experience have you had?
I flew single-engine fighters in the Air Force, but this plane has four engines. It's an entirely different kind of flying, altogether.
It's an entirely different kind of flying.
And I totally forgotten about, like, the your quote, like, the second part of that, because when you sent it to me, I thought the first part was going to be it, you know, the classic, you know, Shirley, you can't be serious line, and I had totally forgotten altogether. Yeah.
I remember watching that movie for the first time in a long time with my kids and just joke after joke after joke. So I avoided the low-hanging fruit of the don't call me Shirley, and we went with a different kind of flying altogether.
Oh, that is brilliant. Just and you're right, like, that movie is just nonstop, like, one-liner after. It's like watching that's what I love about Rodney Dangerfield, because he didn't tell stories, he just delivered punchline after punchline after punchline, and that's all. That's Airplane, that's exactly what it is. It's brilliant.
Yes. And a slightly less known movie brings us our number one quote, maybe one that you've never heard before. This is from a little-known movie about a giant crocodile called Lake Placid, which gives us this quote.
Ma'am, your husband Bernie, you didn't by any chance lead him to the lake blindfolded.
If I had a dick, this is where I'd tell you to suck it.
Oh, my God. That is, oh, my God, that is so, I gut laughed when you said that to me. I had never heard that before. That is just brilliant.
Betty White was a national treasure. We sure miss her.
Oh, absolutely. And a little behind the scenes, you know, we've got a Google Doc that we share to do the podcast prep. And, you know, we put our ideas or, you know, what we're going to do so each other can see it. And Smitty wrote in the podcast prep in quotes, if I had a dick and attributed it to Betty White. I thought for sure it was like a reference to a private detective or something, calling him a private dick or whatever. Nope. We got this, and oh my, I absolute gut laughed at that.
Yeah, it's a terrible movie, but that was a hilarious quote.
Brilliant. Well done on the new quotes of the week. Awesome job.
Well, we'll see if it catches on.
Absolutely. And for those of you that, you know, maybe you're going through withdrawal right now because you're like, I didn't get my quotes of the week from the Power Trip. Never fear. That's why we've got this little appetizer here for you. Here's your Zach snack.
I want to break it in my hands.
Great song.
Great
song. My cat's name is Cowboy.
No kidding.
Not kidding.
My cow's name is Catboy.
Oh.
Sus, that's a joke.
That's funny.
That was good.
Zach and Common are doing comedy at New Hope Cinema Grill on Friday.
No, they're doing comedy tomorrow at the Mermaid.
Touchdown.
Steal that. That's a joke.
That's all timing.
That was great. I'm going to miss
that
Zach
was
next
great.
Week, man.
That was
He's
great.
Been great all week.
God, that was brilliant. Like, just the timing of it was such a simple joke, but the timing of it and the delivery was A+ from Zach.
Yeah, and he, you know, sometimes he'll take a couple of seconds to come up with these, but this one was right on cue. Well done, as always, by our man, Zach.
Absolutely. And, you know, speaking again of new things, we had a couple new people on the Power Trip, and they were on really Thursday and Friday. So this is fresh in everybody's mind. But Julia Daniels and Dragan Kesic were guests of the Power Trip this week. And, you know, I just thought it'd be fun to kind of give our sort of quick reactions to Julia and Dragan. So let's do this in order. Thursday, Julia was on the show. Smitty, why don't you go first? Just give me your overall thoughts on Julia Daniels.
Yeah, I'll admit I'm unfamiliar with Julia Daniels. So listening to her was kind of the first time that I heard her. You never know what to expect. And sometimes people go on the Power Trip and they don't know exactly what they're getting into. But it sounds like people had prepped her. They told her about the initials game and stuff like that. So maybe she'll end up in the tournament. But I thought she handled herself really well. There was quite a funny interaction with Tommy Olsen where they let him take over and he was doing the interview. And it was a bizarre combination of, I think Corey called it a masterclass in interviewing, but also his questions were so completely preposterous that it was funny. Even on a re-listen, I listened to it again and I was just rolling the whole time. He was charming. He was Tommy, I guess.
Exactly. I mean, what I loved about it was, like, you know, all the people on Twitter that were like, oh, that was such a great interview, Tommy. Like, he had asked these just deep, in-depth, like, thought-provoking questions. And yeah, not the case at all. But like you said, the charm, the energy, it was brilliant. So reminiscent of Chris Farley on Saturday Night Live doing his interviews. Yeah, just an absolute bundle of energy. It was really good to see.
You know, it got me thinking, Betts, do you like good food or do you like trash?
Well, let me think about that. Oh my God. Just, Smitty, are you familiar where TCO Performance Center is?
Oh, I've never heard of that. Tell me more.
Very interesting questions, but love the energy level, love the interaction it got. It was funny to just to listen how the guys just completely shut up and let Tommy just run with it. Like, we didn't hear a peep from any of the guys for about 15 minutes. It was hilarious. As for me personally with Julia, yeah, I'm out on Julia. She doesn't gamble. Strike one. She's a fan of Arkansas. I lived in Oklahoma long enough to that's strike two. And she's a Cowboy fan on top of it. Strike three. I mean, you know, at least she ripped on those teams because they don't win. But yeah, sorry, Julie, you got to come with more material than that, than not gambling and cheering for Arkansas and the Cowboys. Let's get real held. Now, Friday, We went with Dragan, and the only thing I really know about him, obviously, is he's the gopher kicker, wears number 99, and he's a huge bitch out there kicking the field goals. But we learned a lot about the guy, you know, and I got to say, my first impression of him, you know, there's a few things that are a little bit contradictory with him. But you know, he was a real, you know, very confident. He projects a lot of confidence. You know, wasn't afraid, was ringing in initials, you know, got one correct. You know, just very, very well done overall with him. You know, it was funny because I listened to him first and then I watched him on the live stream. I got a total Rocky vibe from him. Like, he totally struck me as like Sylvester Stallone from a Rocky movie. And like, I think if they ever do a prequel to the Rocky films, Dragan definitely needs to audition for that. But Smitty, your thoughts on Dragan Kesic?
Well, I don't know if I agree with that. I'm kind of like you, where I didn't know exactly what he looked like. And my first impression was the picture they posted after the show where they're all standing, you know, outside of the studio. And yes, the first thing that came to my mind was, that's a huge bitch. But I think he's not a Rocky. I think, especially with his name, he's got to play Ivan Drago if they're going to remake the Rocky movie.
Oh, there you go. That's possible. Yeah, the whole Serbian angle came up quite a bit on the show. you know, it was funny too, like, you know, because usually Corey is somewhat, you know, pretty good with like general knowledge and topics. I don't think any of them had a clue about Serbia. They seemed completely lost when Dragan was talking about Serbia. In fact, I think Sauce would have a much easier time finding a certain part of the female anatomy than he would Serbia on a map.
Yeah, no shot.
Absolutely no shot whatsoever. But it was kind of cool just to kind of hear some of his Serbian stories and some of that connection too. And it's just a fun name to say, man. Like, it'd be cool if he made the NFL. You know, the one negative on him a little bit is the Scani blood in him, but you know, he's a Gopher now. Maybe the Vikings, you know, sign him, and maybe he gets a chance with the Vikings. So maybe we can wipe that Scani blood out of him and kind of convert him into to being a good Minnesotan.
Yeah, and say what you will about him, but like you said, he projected confidence. He did well in initials. He had a good personality. It'd be great if he was a weekly part of the show coming up.
Absolutely, yes. I'll give Dragan the thumbs up on that one for sure. All right. Well, it's been a while since we've done this. There's no holding back now, Smitty. We're committed. It's time for a Rosen press conference. We got some questions. We had some time with Mark Rosen, and he was very gracious to give us some good answers to some of the questions we had for him. So let's get rolling with our Mark Rosen press conference.
Hey, Rosie, thanks for doing some questions here with us today. I'm Smitty from the Bets and Quotes podcast. You know, Rosie, I think you're familiar with SNL. They've had some waning ratings lately, and so I heard that they're maybe going to try to get Charlie Day on to host, kind of a more comedic chops there, or maybe an athlete with a fun personality like Jason Day. What do you think about that?
Just one day enough to make a difference?
Well, not sure there, Roser. Might be. We'll see. Hey, Rosie, Power Trip Bets. Good to see you again. I know one of the hot topics over the last couple of weeks, it's led to a lot of controversy, is the whole Tommy Olsen story. I'm sure by now you've had a chance to hear it. You know what? Give us your overall thoughts.
Yeah, that's an area they need to obviously clean up.
Ooh.
Wow.
He's not wrong.
No. Thanks for that, Rosie. You know, I see that Step Brothers, the movie, is going to be on TNT later today. But, you know, I don't know. There's some edgy scenes in there for regular network TV. Do you have any idea how they're going to censor that scene where Will Ferrell's character finds out that they need to go into therapy?
You know, what the bleep happened here?
There we go.
That always works. That will censor it, that's for sure.
Yeah, plain and simple. I like it.
All right, Rosie. Well, it's time to talk a little sports. I mean, you are a sports icon in the state of Minnesota. And, you know, I noticed you were talking with Justin Gard, Tommy Olsen, and the Fargo Flash about some bets that they placed regarding the Gophers' win total for next year, which is set at 4.5. How are they betting?
Over and over and over.
Oh, well, that's a shot. Guardsy, Tommy, and Flash taking the overs. I for one am stunned, Smitty.
Yeah, it's always fun to bet the over, so I can see why you'd answer that way, Rosen. But I've got another sports question for you here. Did you see the end of the Grand Rapids versus White Bear Lake Steak hockey game?
And I just burst out laughing watching it.
Rosie with the wow.
Too soon.
Too soon. Poor Zacho. It sounds like Rosie watched that game with Justin Gard, because apparently Justin Gard was still laughing all day Friday on Twitter. Goodness. All right. Well, Rosie, you know, Come On Light My Fire was an epic song from your youth. And I know you like the band. So, you know, if you had to rank the members of the band, where would you rank Jim Morrison?
I would say door number one.
Oh, well, I would probably have to say the same. I think he's probably my favorite one as well. What about you, Spitty?
Yeah, it's hard to argue with that. And Betts, I think we're kind of on the same wavelength here, because I've got a music question for you also, Rosie. You know, I heard that Savage Garden finally has a follow-up to their 1997 smash hit, Truly, Madly, Deeply. Have you heard what they're calling it, Rosie?
Maddening, frustrating, aggravating.
That sounds like a hell of a song. I cannot wait to download that.
That sounds fantastic. Thanks, Rosie.
Hey, Rosie, I know the last time that you were out in Vegas with the Power Trip that you and Hawk went outside the city limits of Las Vegas to one of the legal brothels, and you went halvesies on a lady that worked there. Do you remember what the prostitute said to Chris Hockey as they were getting intimate?
This can't be enough. This is not going to be enough.
Oh, well, it's a good thing you were there, Rosie. I'm sure you were more than enough.
Wow, Rosie, that's quite a statement there.
Pretty brutal.
Just one more for me, Rosie. Again, thanks for doing this press conference for us today. Pi Day is coming up this week on Thursday. I don't know if you're going to be celebrating, but every year on Pi Day, I'm a teacher and I have a contest for my students who memorize digits of pi. Problem is, I don't really know that many of the digits, so I can't really verify if they're correct.
I don't know. You can come up with a number, whatever you want.
Well, accuracy matters, right, Rose?
Yeah, all right. I guess I'll see what happens. I'll let you know.
Brilliant. All right. Well, last thing, you know, have to ask it. He hasn't been on the show in a while, but, you know, there's no way around this. You know, Max... he tends to have a very active life on the dating apps, and you know, a lot of people want to know about his balls. Rosie, tell us about Max's balls.
They're both black.
Oh yeah, well that's true. Hey Marty, I didn't see you over there. Marty, do you have any thoughts on Max's balls?
They bounce a little different.
Oh well. Wow. Apparently, we've got lots of opinions on Max's balls. All right. Well, thanks so much, Rosie. And hey, thanks, Barney, for jumping in there at the end as well.
It's kind of loud.
Okay.
Predictors!
That was it?
Not yet.
You wake up late for the predictors and you don't want to do it.
Oh, God. Nice editing.
You ask Abbott, but he still says do it. You make up the predictors with no effort.
Accurate.
But Hockey makes up the questions, but he's not here.
Okay. Oh, my God.
You gotta fight for your right to predict.
Thank God. Promise.
Hockey caught Rosie streaking, but he said no way. That hypocrite streaks two times a day.
All right, time for quotes and notes. Smitty, what do you got for us this week?
Well, I got a couple things this week. Meat Sauce had a tough week with spelling and letters. A couple that I found, it was on, I think it was on Wednesday. He was answering a question about what the I in CIA stands for. And he said central. And then during the initials game, the initials were SC, of course. And he answered a question with scavenger quest. So all kinds of problems from Meat Sauce this week with spelling. I guess not that unusual.
Not super unusual. I do think he kind of was onto the scavenger quest a little bit, because I was watching the live stream and he kind of had that little wry grin. So I think he was aware, but still went with it.
Okay. And that the CIA question actually is my other quote to note, because it was, they were playing a game on Wednesday called Everybody Knows. And it was, if you were listening, it was, 30 seconds and 10 rapid fire questions, and they were all pretty easy questions. And I don't know about you, Chuck, but as I was listening to it, I thought for sure that this was just a big setup to get Rosie to contribute to the button bar, because they were, you know, going back and forth, and Parsh was reading some questions and meat sauce and back and forth, and the person answering the questions, and it was just rapid fire back and forth, and the questions were coming. You had to give your answer without thinking of it. And I thought absolutely that we were getting new button bar material, but it just never materialized. Were you listening to that one?
Yeah, I was. I had the exact same thought, because the fact that they were making him go fast, that's what made me think, like, yeah, he's just going to blurt out something without thinking about it because he's so worried about trying to be fast. And yeah, unfortunately, it didn't pan out. It reminds me of when they played the game before where they tried to set up Rosie. And it was when HaHa Clinton Dix was playing for the Packers. And so Hockey was giving the first name of the football player, or he'd give like the beginning part of their football player, and everybody would have to say the end, and they all had to say it together. That was the part of the game. It was like two or three people had to say it at the exact same time. And so Hockey would be like, you know, Dante, call, and then everybody would go, Pepper. And, you know, they were just doing these one after another. And then Hockey goes, HaHa Clinton, and then everybody else shut up, and it was just Rosie Dix. So I thought we were getting something like that, but it was a fun game. But and who knows, maybe it's a long play like Zach, and they're gonna get Rosie down the road with it.
Oh yeah, there we go. Maybe it wasn't a missed opportunity. This is just the long play. I like it. Any notes from you?
Just a couple. I wanted to mention, this is a 23-year-old recommendation for a TV show. And it's funny because I got it from listening to an old Power Trip podcast where I was trying to pull some material for this show. And Chris Hockey gave a recommendation that at the time was like 12 years old. And now the episode I was listening to is about 12 years old. So a nice little parallel there. But he recommended Band of Brothers. It's on Netflix right now. I had never seen it before. It's the story of the 101st Airborne Division in World War II. You know, as I get older, I'm turning into like my dad and my grandpa, and like you get interested in like war movies and different things from history. I guess at the time, it just didn't strike me as something I'd be interested in. But I watched it. It is unbelievable. If you've never seen it before, just an unbelievable depiction of what it was like to, you know, they were paratroopers, so they parachuted in on D-Day, and then it just follows their journey from that day, from D-Day until the end of the war, and just unbelievable stories. It had a lot of the original guys. They would give like little sound bites and things as well. Brilliantly acted, amazing cast. Smitty, have you ever seen Band of Brothers?
Yeah, actually fairly recently that I watched it also. I wasn't into it too much when I was younger. You know, I'd seen Saving Private Ryan and I enjoyed that. But once my son, he's a junior in high school, and he's into history and you know, the stories from war. So we sat down and watched that within the last year, and yes, incredible. And it absolutely holds up 100%. An amazing cast, and, you know, star studded from top to bottom, and so many little bit parts. I was watching, and all of a sudden Jimmy Fallon drives up in a Jeep, and I'm like, what universe is this where these people exist in the same place? But it was, well done, just really great. So I totally agree with that recommendation.
Yeah. And it's like, I mean, you know, you're sitting here, you know, you're watching it, and, you know, you're nowhere near the action. This happened, you know, 80 years ago and everything. And yet, you know, you still got the bubble guts. Like every time there was like a shot fired or a German spotted, or they were going into a battle or something. It was just like edge of your seat tension, and yeah, just amazing. And I was absolutely blown away by it. And this just in, Hitler was a bad dude.
Yeah, I have heard that confirmed in several cinema masterpieces, I think.
Breaking news, right? So that was Band of Brothers. If you've never, I'm sure probably 90% of you have seen it, and I'm super, super late to the party. But if you haven't, you know, just, and file in the back of your head too, because maybe you're like, oh my God, a war thing, that's boring. But when you get older, I don't know, for some reason, you start getting more interested in history. I don't know why that is. It just happens. All right. The other thing I want to talk about, Marnie mentioned Wist on the program, and none of the guys shockingly had heard about Wist. I was really surprised, because especially Corey, because it sounds like card playing was a huge thing in his home growing up. My grandparents were Wist aficionados. They were really good at it. They used to drive out to Cokato, the Cokato Card Club, and they would play Wist every, I think it was like every Tuesday. They go out there and they were really good. Both my grandma and grandpa were really good at that. And, you know, I credit them honestly for probably for a lot of why like betting and gambling and things, because they, you know, cards were just a huge thing with grandma and grandpa. And, you know, a lot of times it was just fun games for free, you know, but every once in a while we'd play like small games for like a penny or a nickel and things. And the one game, I don't know, have you ever played Guts, Smitty?
No, I have not heard of that one.
So what Guts is you get one, everybody's dealt one card. You look at your card and then you say whether you're in or out. And it's poker rules, so high hand wins, right? So if you've just got one card, if you've got an ace or a king, you're sitting pretty good. And if you've got like a 2, 3, or 4, obviously you're not going to win depending upon how many people there are. And so, you know, you say whether you're in or out. So the people that are in, they pass their cards around and you get to see what all the people who said that they were in had. So, you know, maybe you have an ace and somebody else has a king and somebody else has a queen. And it's like, oh, okay. Yeah. I have the highest card, so I get the pot. And then the other two have to ante up. And then you get a second card. So now maybe you've got an ace king. You're like, okay, I still got a good hand, but maybe the person that had the queen got another queen. So now they have the best hand and you just lost because you stayed in. And it goes like that until you have a 5-card hand. So it's kind of fun because, like, you know, you kind of know what some of the people have and you don't know what others have. My grandma was, God love her. I love my grandma because regardless of what grandma had, she would always stay in because she had massive FOMO about not knowing what everybody else had. She just had to know what everybody else had. So I can't count the number of times where, you know, there'd be 3 or 4 people trading cards back and forth and you get to grandma's card and it was like a 3, but she just wanted to know what everybody else had. It was hilarious.
It sounds like your grandma is similar to my grandma, Sylvia. We would also play lots of games. Our game was something called Horse Thief. I don't know if you're familiar.
No.
And in the game of Horse Thief, basically the stakes depended on how many people were playing. And, you know, if the stakes were small enough, then everybody had to play. But then as the pot grew to, you know, a couple bucks or something like that, you could opt out. And my grandma Sylvia would never opt out, no matter her hand. And so we ended up taking some money from Grandma Sylvia, but looking back on it, I'm sure she just enjoyed hanging out with her kids and grandkids. And if it cost her a couple of bucks, I don't think she minded too much.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, that's fun. And it was much more like that generation when we were younger. There was a lot more card playing. It's like, seems like since the internet came along, some of that's gone away sadly a little bit. And it was fun bonding time. And man, when you're a kid, you went home with like 50 cents from playing poker or something like that. It was like, oh hell yeah, let's go. And probably fueled the early fires of later gambling pursuits, right? So lots of good stuff, fun stuff. All right, well, we're going to finish up with funny news because, you know, funny news, it's fairly new. So I guess it's still allowed. It isn't something that's been an old bit forever. So we're still allowed to do funny news. Smitty, you want to go first? Or you want me to go first?
I'll go ahead and go first. I've got a big story here. Lawmakers in Ohio are dealing with the unintended consequences of the recent legalization of marijuana. Nearly 400 police dogs need to be retired and replaced with different trained dogs because they cannot unlearn the smell of cannabis. So I guess we can add police dog to the list of careers for which Zach and Max are unqualified.
Yes, for sure. That's interesting. You can't unlearn that, apparently. So, wow. Yeah,
I guess definitely rules them out. These dogs, they can smell different drugs, but the fact that they were looking for marijuana means they're outdated. We don't need you.
That's awesome. The Philadelphia Phillies are scrapping $1 hot dog nights following unruly fan behavior. The team officially ended the popular promotion Thursday and replaced dollar dogs on select dates with a 2-for-1 deal at 2 April games to be held at Citizens Bank Park. Not to worry, though, Philly fans. $1 horse poop on a bun days are here to stay. Should be a popular item.
Yes. So, you know, I saw that headline. I was going to write a joke, but I thought for sure we were both going to go for the bonus angle. So maybe I should have written that one too.
Well, that's the thing, because I never know what you're going to go for. So I always try and do something that's like less obvious power trip related, maybe. But yeah, I took a different angle with Philly that I think is still very appropriate.
All right. Well, I like it. I've got one more headline here. Four people were charged on Wednesday with concealing a human corpse and tampering with evidence in connection with discovery of body parts in parks on Long Island. According to police, a girl walking to school found a severed arm, and the next day a cadaver dog located parts of two legs. When asked to comment, John Creasel said, "Well, stop showing off."
That's awesome. When I saw body parts in the show prep, I didn't know if it was a Tommy Olsen angle or a John Creasel angle. So well done.
Yeah, many ways to go on that one.
For sure. All right, last one for me. The satirical French newspaper La Bougie de Sapeur only comes out every 4 years on February 29th. It's a leap day publication filled with cringe-worthy puns and commentary on events of the past 4 years. You have to give the newspaper some credit. At least they update their material more often than Common does. All right.
Had well to get a played, sir.
Had to get a well rip played. On Common. All right. Indeed. Did you hear Common Friday? Chad Abbott produced. Abbott was on for 3 hours. It is definitely worth a podcast. They talk about a lot of like history and God, they went over pretty much every bit at the station. It was pretty good. It was fun stuff. I love when Chad Abbott's on. So definitely worth some time if you get a chance to podcast Chad Abbott on with the Common Man.
Wow, I'll have to check that out. I'm sure that was just gold for a KFAN historian like yourself.
Indeed, yeah, it was pretty funny, and you know, Abbott did a pretty good job, except like his drops were awful. Like he never knew what button to hit when, and his timing was way off and everything. But hey, he's a little out of practice. But when he was just BSing with Common, it was pretty fun. So. All right. Well, that will do it for this week's show. Hope you enjoyed the new and improved Bets and Quotes podcast. We'll see. Well, depending upon the level of hate, we'll judge this by the level of hate that we get on Twitter. We may or may not be back with some new material, or maybe we'll just go back to the old crappy material. We'll see. We'll let the listeners decide, Smitty, which direction to go with this. In the meantime, where can they find you at?
Well, speaking of old crappy material, if all you're looking for is bad photoshopping and power trip wit, then at @umsmitty on Twitter. Otherwise, if you just want the quotes content, at @powertripquotes also on Twitter.
All right. And I'm, of course, at @powertripbets, PTBets on Instagram, and PowerTripBets on TikTok. Yeah, the TikToks are slow right now. I just I don't know what I'm doing this time of the year when it comes to gambling, which is evidenced by the bets I've placed recently. So we're probably just holding out for hockey, playoff hockey season at this point on the old TikTok. So you'll have to wait a little bit on that. Thanks so much for listening, guys. We really appreciate it. And yeah, we'll be back in 2 weeks. Have a good one.
Have a great weekend. Bye-bye now.